Praise God. What a powerful motivation to give. Amen. I was so excited. I jumped off my seat. Amen. Praise the Lord. But, you know, our God is a faithful God. Amen. And let me just encourage you before I call on Pastor Loom. We're so blessed that he's here with us today to share the word of God. Amen. When you came in, you saw all those boxes at the lobby. Amen. And so we're putting together another batch of boxes. And let me just encourage you. I got a praise report from Pastor Romel, the pastor of that church in Montalban, Rizal, where we're sending all of this. And Sister Lena and the family left, and part of your giving, we sent money. Do you know that when he found that out, he was so blessed and so touched, and he said he was crying out of joy. Because, you know, with that money that you and I are sending in the name of Jesus, they're able to put together another, we call that tricycle. Because there are so many who would love to go and be there in that Smoky Mountain where all of these poor people live. Their means of livelihood is getting things that they could pick up from those heap of garbage. There's so much that, you know, let me just encourage you that your giving goes a long way. And so, praise God. And so, thank you so much. And so, we're planning to send those boxes soon. So, please, on Wednesday, Friday, when you come, and then next Sunday, we're going to send them off now. Amen. And so, let's just thank God for this blessed opportunity. Amen. So, thank you so much for being a part of this, because we are believing in the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Do you know that many drug addicts are being reached out to? Hallelujah! And they're now being part of a discipleship program. This excites me. This excites me. Hallelujah. That the gospel of our Lord Jesus is bearing fruit. Hallelujah. That even in your giving, we are a part of this harvest. Pastor Lou, we're so ready for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's welcome Pastor Lou. Doesn't he look good?
Now I'm ready for you.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Pastor. Praise the
Lord. Open up your Bibles to Psalm 91. 1. Psalm 91:1 is the Christian emergency call. You know, in preparing the message for today, I asked the Lord, what would you have me share with the Carson Church this weekend? And all he told me is, share what I have shared with you in the last few weeks. How many of you know that when you get treatment like what I'm getting, chemotherapy, and you have cancer, so, they mention that you have cancer here and cancer there, and you're saying to yourself, well, what am I going to do? What is your first thought? If we're all honest, the first thing you think about is death. The first you think, because that's what the devil wants you to think. That's the first thing the devil throws at you, is death. But you know, there's something greater, and I've always said it, that everything, every time I bring a message here, it is spoken of in song, or it's spoken of from Pastor Monette's mouth as she prays. Yes. And I'm here today to bring you to
thank you, Lord.
Closer to that person we call Jesus. I don't want you to walk out of here today without knowing how much God loves you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Too many times we take God for granted. We all do. I don't care how long you've been in the things of God, we take it for granted. How many of you would say that, oh yeah, I know God loves me. Do you really? You know He loves you, but how does He love you? How much love does He have for you? And sometimes we don't want His love. We don't take His love. We don't understand His love. And what I want to share with you is what he shared with me. But before I begin, where's that young man that was playing the piano? The piano. Oh, here he is. Oh, he looks like just like you out there. That is your other partner over here. Glory. I want to ask everybody to stand up, please. Let's turn off the lights for just a moment.
Thank you, Lord. Yes.
I just want to get your hearts prepared.
Amen.
I want you to expect that Jesus is going to touch you.
Amen.
This morning.
Yes.
As he's touching me right now. He is so sensitive to your spirit. He is so loving.
Yes.
That sometimes we miss his love.
Thank you.
I want you to concentrate on that name of Jesus. I want you to concentrate and do whatever your spirit tells you to do right now. This is not about us. It's about him. Him coming now. Him coming this moment. Him coming this moment and touching your heart and touching your life. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. Jesus, my Lord and my King and my love. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus.
My Lord, my everything, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus.
May I be obedient this morning, Father, to everything you want me to tell you.
Amen, my Lord.
Everything you want me to do, Father. Everything you want me to tell. And I pray, Father, that the Holy Spirit, who is here now, would minister to every single person that's in this room. For the Lord is saying, seek me, want me, desire me, and I will come to you. And I will come to you. Seek me, and I'll come. Want me, and I'll be there. Desire me, and I'll touch you. Like you've never been touched before. Oh, I praise you, Father. This morning, Father, open up our hearts wide. Open it wide and do your surgical work, Almighty God, in our hearts. Tear out those things that are not for us, Almighty God. Tear out those things in our life that are destroying our relationship with you, Almighty God. Pour your grace and mercy upon us today, O precious God. Your love consumes us, O precious Father. And let our love consume you. Oh, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Let these tears of joy, Father, the joy of your presence,
yes,
the joy of you being here with us,
yes,
the joy of knowing how much you love us,
thank you, Lord. Thank you,
the joy of knowing how much you love us. Oh, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Give me the strength. Give me the guidance through your Spirit, Father, to speak to your people this morning. There's nothing like the name of Jesus. I remember an old Baptist song that I learned when I was in the Baptist church. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Kings and kingdoms but fall, pass away. But there's something about that name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your presence here this morning, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in our hearts, in our minds, in our souls today. Have your way. Let every concern be destroyed. No thoughts about anything else but you today, Father. I thank you, Father, for your presence. I already know you're here. I already know you're here.
Thank you, my God.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
See, you thought it was going to be easy this morning. And it is easy when you love Him and He loves you. But I had to do what He told me to do because I enjoy doing what He tells me to do. Because I know it's going to be right. It's going to touch my heart and it's going to touch your heart. And so all of you knew that I was getting treatment, and I began my treatment on December 18th. And like most people, when they start their treatment, you know, the first thing that hits you is, like I said, you know, you hear the worst. You hear the worst. You don't hear the best. You hear the worst. And so for about 2 or 3 days there, I think we were praying at 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep, you know, because fear set in, even though I'm a Christian. I believe, and I taught on it, fear is from the devil. You know, it's a spirit of fear. That's not of God. And I would confess it, and I'd have to get Aida up and say, we need to pray. We need to pray because this thing is consuming me. It's consuming me. And not that I wasn't battling it. We were battling it. But boy, I tell you, when finally you get this thing and it just comes on you, you say, wait a minute, what am I doing here? Why am I in fear? Only because I wasn't thinking right. I wasn't thinking correctly. I wasn't putting Him first. I was putting the medical doctors first, the unknown first. I was putting all those things first. But when I began to put Him first, when I begin to say, wait a minute, there's so many scriptures here that I can hang on to, and I believe, and I believe, and I believe, and there are thousands of scriptures on healing. There's thousands of scriptures on I love you and God loves me. But the one scripture that struck out the most was the fact that He loves me.
Amen.
And when He loves you, remember, He loves you and He lives in you.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, nothing can happen to me here.
Amen.
I'm healed in the stripes of Jesus, the word says. I went back to the covenant. I went back to everything I knew. And we confess it and confess it and confess it until it became just part of my speech. And so fear left. And it's not that fear doesn't try to come back. He tries to come back all the time. But it says, get out of here. You're lost. You're done. And you just begin to confess the word again. I say this because some of you may go through this in the future. Some of you have been through this in the past. Some people you know may go through this. But until we come to that realization of who Jesus is, and it's real to you, that's when you begin to say, nothing bothers me. It doesn't concern me. It's in God's hands.
Thank you.
Because Jesus said, cast your burdens upon me.
Hallelujah.
He said, cast everything upon him.
Right.
He said, search me out, and I will search you out. He will never let, because we have a covenant with the Father.
Amen.
And that covenant keeps us secure in his hands.
Amen.
And my purpose this morning, based on what God gave me and I want to give to you, is for you to understand just how secure you are in him.
Amen.
When you trust in him.
Hallelujah.
When you believe in him.
Hallelujah.
It's just that it just you got to believe what he
yes.
says,
yes.
his word says.
Yes. Right.
You have
That's
to believe
right.
it.
Yes.
You have to confess it.
Yes.
And believe what you
yes.
say.
Yes.
That's right.
That's
right.
Because the wonderful part is, when Jesus shows up,
yes.
that's the wonderful part.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That when you're asking and you're praying, those tears that you share are tears of joy.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Because
yes.
he's in your presence. Jesus is in your presence.
Thank you, Lord.
And we can have that presence every day.
Yes.
Every day you can have that presence. But the problem is we don't take the time. We don't take that. Brother Dennis, I was talking to you, plant the seed. You got to let it grow. You take the time to get together with your Father. You make an appointment to be with him, and he will be there with you.
That's right. Yes. Yes.
And I can't tell you the kind of peace that brings. I can't tell you, because you have to go. You got to be there.
Yes.
You got to see this. You got to feel it for yourself. You got to know it for yourself. The peace that Jesus gives you when you trust and you believe that he's right there with you. If he says he's there with you 24 hours a day, if he says he lives in you, he does.
Amen.
But when you can sense his presence, that's when everything changes.
Hallelujah.
When you can sense that presence, everything changes. All fear, all doubt, all anxiety, all worry leaves. Because you know that you know that he is there with you.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, yes.
You know that you know that his word is true, and you know that his word is real in your life.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes, you know that this is my fourth time of having cancer. This is not my first time. But I got to tell you that because of all that peace and that joy that it brings when you're in the presence of God, and you give the word much more importance than the newspaper, than the news, than a lot of other things. You start hearing the word. You start hearing everything about healing. And you receive all these words. You start eating those words. You stop putting that into you. Why? Because somebody said you might die. And where do we go? Right to the word. Right to where God says, wait a minute, I'm too young to die. I'm not going now. I'm going only on God's time, not nobody else's time. God has given me a certain amount of years, and I want to go on his timing, not on the devil's timing, not on the doctor's timing. Not that I don't trust doctors. I don't put my faith in the doctors. I know they have a lot of knowledge and a lot of wisdom that God has given them. Yeah, so I trust that they have their best of knowledge, but I only trust in God.
Amen.
And only him. And only him. Because that's where my peace comes from. That's where my joy comes from. That's where all doubt, worry, anxiety, and all that stuff goes. And this could be a little thing in your life, or it could be a big thing in your life. A lot of times, you know, we don't really experience the kind of love that God is talking about until something really serious has happened. You know, like if you have a cold, would you pray for me, sister? Yeah, they will pray for you over a cold, and they're loving on you, but you're not experiencing the kind of love that But when it's something more serious and somebody is really praying for you and standing with you and they're calling you and they're doing different things for you and they're worried about you, or not, that's not worried, but they're concerned over you and they want to pray for you and they want to make sure that all your needs are met, that's when you see love in action. Amen. And who is that? That's Jesus himself. Because God is love. And so every time somebody does that to you, that's another experience you have with Jesus. These are people who don't even know you. These are people who put you on your prayer chain or something, and they're sending you encouragements from the Word and telling you that you stand tall, we're standing with you. That's an act of love. And I can tell you that it is the most rewarding thing that you, when you're going through something like this, it just it keeps you steady. Besides a wife that is standing right near me, praying all the time.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, there is no greater relationship than that, what you have with Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You see, I've been in the things of God for about 35 years, in ministry about 30 years, maybe 32 years. And yes, I know all these things. I read them, I believe them, and I've had them in my life. Because I've had cancer three times before. And I've had to believe, and I've had to believe, and I've had to believe, and I had to believe.
Amen, Jesus.
But I got to tell you something. There's something about this one that hooked me up with Jesus. We were in a house. We were praying. Aida and I, we study the Word. We preach. We teach. We confess the Word out loud. We're there. And all of a sudden, there just came a sense of peace. And you just keep quiet and just, the Lord just works with you and he just gives you a peace that it goes beyond all understanding.
Amen.
It's just like the Bible says.
Amen.
It goes beyond all understanding.
That's right.
That you could be in this kind of peace in the middle of an uproar.
Amen.
In the middle of a battle.
Amen.
I stand here before you today only by the glory of God. Even the doctor was amazed at how well I'm going through this.
Thank you, Lord.
It's him.
Amen.
It's him.
It's the Lord, yes.
It's the Lord encouraging me,
yes,
through
sustaining
people,
you,
through his Spirit,
yes,
through his Word.
Amen, amen.
We have so much ammunition. We have so
yes,
much we
resources.
Can go to
yes.
When we get to times like this, and all of us will go through a time like this in our lives, whether it be sickness or a marriage problem, any kind of problem, any kind of sickness, you're going to go through a trial. That's a guarantee in this world.
That's right.
Trials and tribulation, they're all part of the world. That's
part of
what we live
in. Yes.
And how you go through it will determine how you come out of it.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it grows you.
Mm-hmm.
As long as I've been in the things of God, and I know my Savior, and I've been in the presence, and I've felt the presence of Jesus before, the Holy Spirit, and I've been there, but not like this. When people do things for you while you're going through something like this, it's God showing you his love.
That's right, yes.
It's God showing you his love, that he loves you.
Yes, yes.
That he loves you in such a way that he doesn't care what you've done wrong. He doesn't care where your life is. He doesn't care about anything, but he's going to love you right to the very end.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
And you've got to receive that.
Yes.
You've got to be able to absorb that and take that into yourself and say, wow, my God really loves me. My God really loves me. God wants a deeper relationship with all of us. He is not a respecter of persons. We know that.
Yes.
So he wants a deeper relationship with each and every one of us every day.
Amen.
This is not a once a week thing. He wants us to talk to him every day.
Yes.
He's there for us. And we can all say, you know, our, the young folks here, those who are in business and work for a living still, I got to tell you, Every day, regardless of whether you work or not, you can seek His presence.
That's right,
yes. He'll go to work with you. He comes back from work with you. He has lunch with you.
Yes.
If you let Him.
That's right.
If you talk to Him. You talk to Him, He'll talk to you.
That's right, yes.
Be assured of that. That when you talk to your Lord, He's going to talk back to you. But don't rush Him. Don't get in a rush with Him. I believe God has me where He has me right now, because I can't rush anything. I get tired if I rush anything. And I got to tell you, I get on the phone and I call people and, oh yeah, they want me to come preach at the church. Yeah, I'll be able to do that. I'm not saying no to anybody yet. Not until God said, no, you can't go there. But I got to tell you, I still do certain things. I have to. I can't just sit around and do nothing. My wife is trying to drag me out to do some walking. I'm going to have to get to that because I really do need to walk. Need to do exercise. I need to do something. Yesterday, I picked up a 20-pound rug. Now, 20 pounds doesn't sound like a lot. But, when you feel a little weak, 20 pounds is pretty heavy. And I dragged it upstairs. But I still am going and doing almost what the doctor said. You're going to be able to do 80% of everything you were doing before. I said, wow, 80%? Are you sure? Well, I'm here.
Yes.
I'm here. And we told them. We saw him on Thursday, and he said, Doc, you were right about that 80%. Boy, we can do an awful lot. But it's all in the power of the living God that's in
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Because I have seen people who don't do 80%. So I know I'm walking in His glory.
Yeah.
I'm walking in His presence.
Yeah.
I'm walking in His love for me.
Because
He encourages me. He lifts me up.
Thank you.
Sure, there have been some changes in my clock. Hey, that's no big deal. I eat more than I ate before. No, not before. But I ate more. But yesterday, I ate quite a bit. No, I really eat. I have not lost my appetite. I eat. And I lost 18 pounds. So I guess this is the best weight for me to be in, by fighting weight. I want you to turn your Bible. Oh, you're already there. You're already there? 91:1. I'm going to read the Bible the way I read it, as I read it to me. Okay? You got that? I read it, but I read it out loud. And I put myself into it. And I want you to do the same thing. As you read it, and as you hear me say it, I want you to put yourself in this Bible. Because for you. He wrote this for you. He loved you so much. He wanted to give you instructions. He wanted to give you assurance that He would be there for you. That no matter what happens in your life, He's going to be there with you. You know, even if you go out and you kill somebody. Even if you go out and kill somebody. He's still going to be there with you. If you do something wrong, He's still going to be there with you. He's not going to let you go. He's going to be right there with you. He's not going to let you go. In my Bible, this is a New King James Bible. It says in 97:1, this is a safety of abiding in the presence of God. We all need safety. Because the enemy is looking for ways to destroy us. He's looking for ways to take away your blessings, your promises.
Yeah.
Everything God has promised you and delivered to you. He wants to take it away from you.
Right.
So that you don't want to have, He's trying to take away your faith in God. That's what He's trying to do.
Yeah, enjoy, yes.
Your reliance on Him. Your love for Him. You see, because when God loves us, what does He want from us? He wants us to love Him.
Yeah.
And when we love Him, then we can love other people. You can't love other people unless you love God and unless you love yourself. And it's so important to know that He's there with you, that He has a love for you, that no matter what you do, He's still going to love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, let's begin here in verse 1. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, I will abide under the shadow of my Father. You can use your own words. But I do this so that it speaks to me personally. I will say of the Lord. In other words, I am going to speak of my Father. I'm going to speak it. Speak it out. Not just murmur it or say it very quietly. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. When you understand, when you say those words, He is my refuge, He is my fortress, He is my all in all. There is nothing that can protect you better than your Father.
That's right. Amen.
Those of you who are fathers, don't you protect your children? Those of you who are mothers, don't you protect your children? You don't want to see any child. You don't want to see any amount of suffering. You don't want to see any amount of pain. You don't want to see any amount of anything in your children.
Right?
Right?
Amen.
If you do, there's something wrong with you. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, my God.
Yes.
In Him and only in Him will I trust.
Yes.
And only in Him will I trust. No matter what's going on in my life, no matter what the enemy is throwing against me, only in Him will I trust. Because nobody's going to deliver me but Him. My friends can't deliver me. My doctor can't deliver me. Nobody can deliver me but the Lord Himself. Even if the doctor does it through medicine or whatever it does, hey, it's His medicine that counts. It is He who invented the medicine. It is He who brought forth the doctors. It is He who brought forth the hospital. It is He who brought everything. And so He will make it come to fruition. My God, in You will I trust. Surely He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. It could be sickness. It could be an accident. It could be a lot of different things in your life. He is the one that will deliver us from the hands of the fowler or the enemy.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And from the perilous pestilence,
yes, yes.
Sickness, diseases, all kinds of things. He shall cover me with His feathers, and under His wings I shall take refuge.
Amen.
Are you getting what I did?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
I turned the word "you" into me. I.
You make it personal, yes.
I made it personal. You can do that. I learned this years ago. But I don't practice it as much. But boy, when God spoke to me, and I've read a lot of verses. I've read verses that people have given to me, 40 or 50 healing verses. Some people gave me tapes, CDs, all kinds of stuff on healing. So I've read hundreds of verses on healing. But this one, and I don't tell you because I read it right in front of her. This one just jumped out of the book and spoke to me.
Yes, yes, yes.
Just jumped right out. How many times have you read the word over and over and over and over and over again? And one day, it just jumps out at you and grabs you. It says, "Hey, listen up. I need to talk to you."
Amen.
You know who the Word is, right?
Yes, Jesus.
It's Jesus.
That's right. Amen.
This Word that we're talking here is Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
You know that?
Amen.
Do you? But you know it, but do you believe it?
Amen.
Surely He shall deliver you. I'm sorry, I'm just going to repeat this. Surely He shall deliver you from, He shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence, and He shall cover me with His feathers under His wings. I shall take refuge. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of the terror by night. You know what happens at night? Man, during the day you're doing things.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Yeah, that's right.
But once you put that your head to that pillow,
yes.
The devil just throws garbage at you, and he throws garbage at you, and he throws garbage at you, and he throws garbage at you. He throws the worst situations at you. He doesn't throw the best situations. He doesn't even throw the middle of situations. He just throws the worst. He wants to put doubt in your heart. He wants to put fear in your heart. He wants to put worry. But God is a big God. God is a big God. See, I started, the enemy started throwing this at me after I got beyond that fear part at the beginning. And all I do is just, okay, you want to throw this at me? I'm going to go downstairs and I'm going to read the word. I just did this. I went downstairs, started to read the word, and I started to read a word about healing, healing, healing. So just shut up, devil. You ain't got no place here. Yes. I gave no place to him. Not a bit. Not a second, not a minute. Not after the first two or three days. That's it. I was not going to give him any more time. And he still tries. He's still trying. He's a fighter. He's a dirty fighter. It's like a dirty wrestler. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid of terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that comes in the darkness, nor of destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side. How many times have you seen that? You're believing for something, and you say, wait a minute, this guy was believing too, or that one was believing this, or that one was saying that, or this one was believing this, and they are not succeeding. And he says, 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes will I look and see the reward of the wicked. You see, we're not there to guess why another one received or didn't receive. We're only there to believe why we're getting it, why we are believing it, and why we are trusting God. Because if you start comparing yourself to somebody else, see, the enemy throws that at me too.
Yes, right.
Oh, why? You know, I got friends that, you know, died at this. I got friends at this, and I got friends at that. Well, yeah, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear. God is talking to me. God is talking to me. Everybody has to talk to God for themselves. You have to talk to God for yourself. You can't be concerned about somebody else. You can pray for somebody else. You certainly can do that. But you can't get into somebody else's life and get into, you know, you can pray by faith that somebody else be healed and all that other thing. But your major concern when you're reading this word is you and him. It's you and him. It's you and him. That's what he wants. He wants a personal relationship. 1,000 may fall at my side and 10,000 in my right hand, but it shall not come near me. Only with my eyes shall I look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you, Lord, I have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. I dwell with him. Amen. He is my refuge. He is always our refuge. He has always been our refuge, even when you don't have sickness in your body, even when you just have the normal problems of the days with your children and everything. He is always your refuge. He is your peace, your joy. He is your compassion. He is what Jesus is. Whatever Jesus did, speaks of here. It speaks it all. You have the compassion of Jesus. You have the love of Jesus. You have the power of Jesus. You have the word because it is Jesus. It's Jesus himself. Because you have made me the Lord who is my refuge, even the Most High, my dwelling place. No evil shall befall me. Nor shall any plague come near your dwelling, my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me. He shall give his angels charge over me. I want to see something here. I think I made notes on this. Here, I have a New King James Version study Bible. And when it speaks of these angels, it says the Lord's angels serve as his messengers and agents of his power outside of the sanctuary. Outside of the sanctuary. Okay? So that's wherever we go. Our living places, our working places, in the streets, wherever we may be.
Yes.
These divine beings have superior power involving the ability to protect the Lord's people from harm. So not only do I have my Father loving me, but I've got a whole slew batch of angels walking around helping me as well, so I don't get into something else. It's not just me, and it's not just one angel. It's the Lord and the angels. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. In their hands they shall bear me up, lest I dash my foot against a stone. I shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent I shall trample underfoot. That speaks of a lot of evil.
Yes, evil.
No matter what the enemy throws at us,
amen.
It's under our feet.
Praise.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Don't we sing that song?
That's right.
It's under my feet.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. It's under my feet.
Come on.
Oh, that devil is under my feet. You know, you got to sometimes do that in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get your day going. Stomp his head in. Get out of here. Kick him out.
Amen.
Stomp on him. Scream. Yell. Do whatever you have to do. And walk out of the house happy.
Praise the Lord, yes.
And you just go on with your life for the day, because you've got angels and the Lord at your side.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because he has set his love upon me. That word set means he has deliberately purposed to love me.
Wow.
He has deliberately purposed to love you. The Lord has made a deliberate statement here that he loves you. Because he has set his love upon me. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high. I'm sorry, this speaks of our love to him. This speaks of our love to him. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, or I shall call upon him, and he will answer me.
Thank you.
Do you believe that?
Hallelujah.
See, the question is, do you believe it?
Yes.
This will get you through all kinds of tribulations and problems, not just sickness. This 911 was taught to me in Baptist Church. So I've known it for years. And this year, it became very real to me. Very real. I will be with him in trouble. Who will be with me in trouble? The Lord. Jesus will be right there with me.
Amen.
So when the doctor says what he says, Jesus is right there.
Come on.
To give me his peace, his joy. Don't worry about it. I'm taking care of this. That's what he said. That's what God is saying. Don't worry about it. I'll take care of this. And that's something. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Now, yeah, remember when you were a little kid and somebody would, you were going through something and your father says, don't worry about it, son. I'll take care of it. I'll take care of it. That's what our Father says to us.
Amen. Yes.
I will be with you in trouble.
Yeah.
I will deliver you. From what? From your problem.
Yeah.
I will deliver you and honor you. What? Does God love you or what? With long life will I satisfy him. And show me his salvation. I thought of writing my own words, as you know, as you sometimes teach, you know, write your own words. But I just could not do it that better, that good, as the Lord did it. Those words are much better than any words that I could ever use. All I did was just make it personal. Yes. The way you can make it personal in your
yes.
life.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
You see, the importance here is to, it's not only the salvation, it's not only that he will heal us, it's not only that he will keep us, he will honor us and he will show us his salvation. He will take care of us and he's watching over us and he's taking care. It's that he loves you so much that he will do almost anything for you. That he will do almost anything for you. Because he loves you. See, and it doesn't matter if you're young, if you're a teenager or a 10-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 21-year-old or a 50-year-old or a 100-year-old, God still loves you the same way.
Hallelujah, Lord.
And just remember that no matter what the devil tells you, no matter what the enemy tells you, it's all lies. It's all lies. It's all lies. God has the final say.
Amen.
And already you see all his promises. And there are probably at least 300 or 400 scriptures that you can go to and see God's love for you. Look, go to the book of John, and that's nothing but love.
Yes.
And you can read scripture after scripture after scripture where the Lord always delivers his children. Scripture after scripture after scripture.
Thank you.
He will deliver you from the grasp of the enemy. He will deliver you from sickness. He will deliver you from pain. He will deliver you from sorrow. He will deliver you from almost anything the enemy will try to throw at you. You see, because if the enemy can keep you in fear or doubt or worry or anxiety, if he can keep you there, you become unproductive.
Mm-hmm.
You become unproductive, number one. And that fear that you're carrying, it becomes part of you, because your words become negative. Your words will come out what you believe inside, and this is what you have to know.
Thank you, Lord.
I can tell you, even yesterday. Where were we? We're our grandchildren, our great grandchildren, and great grandchildren, and my son. We were out in Corona. And they're leaving, and I'm watching all of that, and I'm saying, Lord, you love me so much. There go all my blessings.
Yeah.
There goes my legacy. And the future. And that's why we try to pump the Lord into them as much as we can.
Yes.
They fight it, but they won't fight it for long. The Lord will take care of them.
That's right, amen.
Okay, it's your time. Come on in.
Yes, yes.
Like he waited for us.
That's right.
Some of us, you know, I was 37 years old when I came in. Some come in a lot later than that.
Mm.
Some come in younger. My brother accepted Christ, I think, on his deathbed at 65. And I have others that I've prayed for that accepted the Lord in their deathbeds. And you know that there are people who didn't. People who said no, they didn't care, they didn't believe. What do? You love them, you bless them, and you leave it in God's hands. That's all you can do. That's all you can do. And this way you walk out happy that you did what you're supposed to do.
Yes, yes. Amen.
That you did.
That's right.
And let me end by saying this.
Thank you, Lord.
The very love that I'm talking about here right now, the love of Jesus, is the very love that he wants you to go out into the world and share.
Yes. Yes.
You know, just like you're sharing it in the Philippines, I asked one of the sisters, "Is man, every, all of you guys, I've seen him on Facebook, going all, through, every, all of them have gone all over the Philippines. I figured there was a special fair sale or something. let me get in on this." And I think she said that the fare was like $580 when she went. They said, "Man, that's a good fare. $580." But you see, the very love that you're sharing abroad, it's the very love that needs to be shared right here. You see, that's what brings people into the kingdom. When we love them, no matter what they look like, no matter what they are, they're all sinners. If you're looking at sinners, they're all sinners. But that love of God goes past that. It sees what God sees. It sees a soul that needs to be won for Christ.
Praise God.
And that love, and I believe God did this in me purposely. I believe there's a season in me coming that this kind of love is what needs to come out to a world that's hurting. We're letting too many people die without Christ. Right here in America, there are too many people dying without Christ. There are too many people that are not sharing Christ with others. And remember, it's our job. It's our. You don't have to be an evangelist. You don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be anything but a child of God to share the love of Christ with others. The church of God. God wants his church filled. He wants them filled. He doesn't want empty churches. He wants full churches. Why? Because we're filling his kingdom. It's his kingdom we're thinking about, not a church. When you bring somebody to this church, you're bringing him to the kingdom.
Amen.
He's here being taught. He's here being nurtured. He's here doing all those things because you need that. God calls us to churches. We have to be there. That's where we get our nourishment, spiritual nourishment,
yeah.
Plus our fellowship. Among
yes.
brethren and other brothers and
yes.
sisters.
Yes.
That's what you get in a house. But what we're growing is the kingdom.
Amen.
His kingdom. And it's everyone's responsibility. Everyone.
Mm.
To bring to the house those that are lost.
Yes. Yes.
They may not be lost by the time they get here. Because you might minister to them outside. But it doesn't matter. Just so long as you nurture them, you minister to them, and you bring them into the house of God. So they can hear what you hear. So that they can receive the same God you believe in. So that they can love God the way you love God. So that they can be delivered from alcohol or drugs or whatever it is that they're going through. There are a lot of hurting people out there. A lot of hurting people. And a lot of them are going to hell. And we have the answer. And his name is Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's our love.
Thank you, Father.
He's our love. He's our love that we share with others. We're going to share the love of Jesus with others. Because so many don't have any love. So many are not getting love. Or have never had love. And we can share the love that we have received from Jesus. We can share the very love that I've spoken about this morning. The one that cries out. In me. These are tears of joy. Tears of knowing my Father loves me. That, you know, you can't explain that to somebody until they're a child of God. Because then when they start feeling those same sentiments and they start feeling that compassion of Jesus, you never turn back. It's impossible for you to turn back. And so I want to encourage you this morning to hear what God said. To hear what God said to you this morning. To hear what God spoke to you in your heart. We cannot waste time. We don't know how many more years we have. Or even days for that matter. Who knows? He said it's going to be in the blinking of an eye. And they say that a blinking of an eye is less than a second. Right? And they say it's like millimeters of time.
Amen.
I mean, it's like that. And he's going to be here.
Yes.
And so it's going to be that fast. And we don't want to get caught not serving him with all our love, mm-hmm. With all of what he's put in us. Because
right.
God, you have the word in you.
Right.
You have enough of the word in you to bring thousands into the kingdom. Hundreds, if you can't thousands. They're all out there. They're in your communities. They're in your supermarkets. They're in your community centers. They're at work. They're everywhere where you go.
Yes, yes.
And if you ask God, bring me someone that I might be able to share the gospel with,
mm-hmm.
he's going to bring them.
That's right, yes.
And once you do it, you're going to love it so much, you're going to want to do it again.
Yeah.
And again. And again.
That's right.
Because it's a wonderful moment. It's the greatest miracle of all.
Yes.
It's salvation.
Yes.
It is the greatest miracle of all. Beyond healing is salvation. Because nobody knows how it works. Only God. Because only God can do that transference. Only God can bring that Holy Spirit into you. And he begins to minister to you. And he begins to change you. It begins to change your thinking, your speech, what you read, what you watch. It begins to change you on the outside. And I want to encourage all of you. All of you.
Thank you, Lord.
To do more for the kingdom in that respect.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could just duplicate what we have here next week?
Yes.
Because we all went out and ministered to one person.
Mm-hmm.
One. 144 hours you have to minister to one person. I want to encourage you. Encourage you to just be obedient to him. Seek him every day in your life. Every day. By reading his word and seeking him to be there with you. Take every word that you read in the Bible. And it's real. It's for you. It's for you. That word is for you. Every time you read it, God is speaking to you. He's not speaking to somebody else. He's speaking to you. Amen?
Amen.
Why don't we stand?
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ah, thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you this morning or this afternoon for your presence. I want to thank you, Lord, for your tangible presence here this morning,
yes,
Almighty
yes,
God.
Lord.
As you touched our hearts, as you touched our thinking process, our loving process, our receiving process, Almighty God, I thank you, dear gracious Lord, that you are working right now in each and every one of us, O precious God, to seek more of you, O precious Father, in a tangible way, where they know that they know that they know, Almighty God, that the God of the universe, O precious God, in the name of Jesus has touched their hearts.
Thank you, Lord.
That they have obeyed what the Spirit gives them, that they have moved forward, that they have believed and they have been lifted up, O precious Father, to be motivated by the love and the compassion that you have shown to every person in this room, Almighty God. And so I say to the devil right now, you are bound, devil. You are bound. You can't do a single thing to these people, Almighty God, unless they let you. You can't bring those evil thoughts. You can bring the evil thoughts, but it cannot stay in them. Because they will take those thoughts, and they will take those thoughts captive. And they will not make a difference in their life. They shall take the thoughts of the Word of God. They shall take the move of the Holy Spirit in their lives. And they shall say yes to the Lord. And they shall yes to what He mandates in their life. And they will move forward. And they will touch other people's lives. And they will speak
yes.
into other people's lives. Where they work, where they live, in the supermarkets, in the garages, wherever they may go. They will speak to other people by the conjuring of the Holy Spirit that's going to motivate them and take them to where you want them, Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Why don't we all lift our hands up unto heaven and just repeat after me. Heavenly Father,
I thank you.
I thank you for your love.
I thank you for
Jesus.
Thank you for Jesus.
Thank you that Jesus, who
came into my heart,
will soon
go into somebody else's heart
through the words that come out of my mouth
to speak about you
to someone else,
so they may
so that they may receive you.
I thank you, Lord.
Use me, Lord.
Touch me, Lord.
And may I know your presence
every morning.
Let your love consume me.
Let your love consume me,
Lord.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
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 I receive it now.
Thank you,
Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
If there's anybody here right now that needs prayer or wants prayer, just wants prayer in general for whatever thing you have on your heart, come on up. We'll pray with you. Come on up. Whatever you have on your heart, whatever you have on your heart, just come on up and we'll pray with you. Is there anybody else? Just come on up. Just come on up. Let the Lord touch you this morning. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, we just thank you, mighty God, for the healing power of God's word, oh precious God. I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, that the blood of Christ right now is flowing through his whole body. That the blood of Christ is touching his hands right now.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you love him, I know, Father. He will do for him what you've done for so many, Father. That the love and the blood of Jesus will touch his hands right now.
Amen, Lord.
And that he's healed. And he's healed in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever he's feeling in his hands right now, it has to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you, Father. Right now. Thank you, Father. Take him. Take him to the Philippines healthy, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Take him to the Philippines healthy, Father. He can do much more that way, Father.
Yes, yes.
Much more for your kingdom, Almighty God. Much more. Much more. Keep saying that to yourself. When much more. Much more. I want to do much more for God. I want to do much more. Much more in the name of Jesus. Oh, lift your hands up to him. He's the giver of healing. He's the giver of healing. Does that hurt you to do that? To lift up your hands? No? Does that hurt him? No? Okay. Then lift them high. Lift them high unto Jesus. Lift them high unto Jesus. For he is worthy of praise and glory. He is worthy of praise and glory. And thank you for his wife, mighty God. Thank you for his helpmate, almighty God. Bless her mightily, almighty God. They're going together there, together to do the work of God. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, Lord. Open up doors for them, oh precious God, that they may bring healing of the Spirit, oh precious Father. And those new ones that are going to receive Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for the victory before they even step one foot in the Philippines. And the victory is theirs already. Your victory is yours, Almighty. Ore pescindanda la lavato proprio cotore. Dera basandera bacosco proprio. Oh Marigar. Oh Marigar. Thank you, precious Jesus. Do your work right now in her, Father. Whatever she's needing, whatever she is desiring from you, Father, do your work in her right now, Father. Do your work in her, Father. Oh, yes, touch her, Father. Touch her heart. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Father, touch her. Oh, let those be tears of joy. Let those be tears of joy because of what you're doing in her body right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, Father. Just know, sister. In him, every prayer is yes and amen. And whatever you're desiring from him, he is going to give you or has already given it to you. In the name of Jesus, receive that peace. Receive that joy. Receive his love. Oh, yes. Just be at peace. Just be at peace that he has given to you what you desire. He's already given it to you. It's yours in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for my sister. Thank you for all the long years you've given her, Father. Thank you for the health you've given her. Thank you for the love you've put into her, oh precious Father, through the Holy Spirit in Jesus. Thank you, mighty God, that whatever she needs right now, dear gracious Father, whatever she needs right now is hers. Right now. Right now, Lord. Right now. Let it be hers, oh mighty God. Right now.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. My precious King. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you have touched her from the top of her head to the bottom of her toes, Almighty God. Whatever she needs, Almighty God, is hers already.
Yes,
oh, yes. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is yours.
Thank you for your love
for us. Oh, it's your love. I'm the God of mercy. I'm the God of joy. I'm the God of love for you.
Your name that is above all names, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you for loving us, oh God. And touching everyone gathered in this place, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise God. The name of Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless your holy name, O God. Thank you for touching us today, Lord. Praise God. Thank you for your presence, O God. For times of refreshing are found in your presence, God. There's rest in your presence, Lord God. Peace and joy that comes alone from you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you for your word for all of us, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we thank you for your manifested presence. Thank you, Lord, for the powerful reminder from your word. A God like you, so great and so mighty, yet, Lord, mindful of us, and loves us so much, God. Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord God, for bringing that truth in all of our hearts. That, Lord, leaving this place with that confidence that you love us so much. And, Lord, we thank you for Pastor Lou for sharing this much-needed message for all of us. When times of doubt comes, when hard times come, when there would be moments in our lives that would challenge our faith to the core, and yet, Lord, but God, you show up in your subtle, simple ways of reminding us that you're here for us no matter what's happening, God. When sickness comes, when troubles come in relationships, financial troubles come. But Lord, you use them to grab our attention that we may, Lord God, come to you. It pushes us, it provokes us to seek you. And then, God, you speak to our hearts like no one else can. We thank you, God, for the word that was shared to all of us. That, Lord, we know that that love, oh God, that you have deposited in our lives, oh God, it has so much power that changes us. And that same love, as we allow it to flow to others, will change another person's life. That's the power of the kingdom of God. And Lord, we thank you that we can never limit you, God. Because God, you're the all-knowing, all-seeing God, all-powerful God. And yet the God who loves us till the end, Lord. That your love for us is from everlasting to everlasting. Father God, as a family of God, we lift up Pastor Lou to you and Pastor Yida. We thank you for the love that you have shown to us through their lives, God. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that God, how they have been your messengers to us as a church, as a family. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, for just sustaining them, Lord. We thank you, Lord, oh God, for the love that has been demonstrated to us through there. How they have taken the time, Lord God, to minister to us. Not just today, but for these past years, oh God, that you have forged in all of us this kind of relationship as a body of Christ. And so, Lord, we thank you. And we thank you, Lord, oh God, that God, for the many days and years, Lord God, as you tarry, that you would continually use them, Lord God, to be your messengers and instruments, Lord God, Lord, to share God's love and the message of the gospel to many more who needs to hear it, oh God. We thank you for providing for their needs, Lord, and the desires of their heart as they continually delight in you, God. You shall grant it to them. And so, Father God, even as we take this offering as unto you, it's a privilege for us to honor you first and to honor your servant that has ministered the word of God to us, that, as your word says, to share good things with them. Lord, what a privilege, oh God, and we thank you for many open doors, Father God, that you would give to us, to all of us and to them in the ministry that you have entrusted to them. That, Lord, oh God, the joy in their hearts, seeing many people come to know Jesus. And so, Father God, we are so blessed and privileged, O God, to give us unto you, to bless your servant today, O God. And we give you the highest praise that you alone deserve, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God, for your love for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. As we call on the ushers, as we take our second offering, amen. Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful, a powerful message today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And while the ushers are taking the second offering, let me take this opportunity. Time flies really so fast, and we're already preparing for Easter. Easter, which is on April 1st. Hallelujah. And so from what we have heard from Pastor Liu, there's a challenge for us really to pray for people and invite people. Amen. And so we would like this place to be filled with people as we
celebrate Resurrection Sunday to know that Jesus is alive. What a powerful message, Pastor Lou. And thank you so much. Amen. Let's all rise up and let's just thank the Lord for the word. Amen. And as we call on the praise and worship team, glory to God. How many of you have been so blessed? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's just thank God. Lord, once more, we say thank you, God, for your word for all of us. That if we make that choice to abide in you, Lord God, to make you, Lord, and we will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord that you are our God, in God in whom we shall trust. We thank you for touching us this afternoon, O God. And we thank you that, Lord, even as we pray, that, Lord, that you would stretch forth your hand upon this congregation, O God, to be guided and empowered by your Holy Spirit, Lord, as we obey your word, Lord God, to show the love of God to others who need it, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you would use all of us, O God. And thank you for touching everyone, Lord God, in this place. We honor you, Lord God, and we give you the highest praise, Lord. You deserve it, Lord Jesus, as we exalt his name together. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God.